Welcome to Intuitive Transformations with your host, Sylvia Henderson, and discover tools, wisdom, and inspiration that will empower you to transform your life. Sylvia is an intuitive life coach and energy healer with a growing practice that is focused on empowering others to be more of who they want to be. For the next hour, join Sylvia and explore and unravel anything in the way of you creating the life that you would love to live on the Om Times Radio Network.
Okay, thank you. Hello and welcome everyone to the Intuitive Transformations Radio Show, where you will find tools that you can use to change and transform your life every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Om Times Radio Network, the voice of consciousness. I'm Sylvia Henderson, your host, and I'm an intuitive life coach and an energy healer living in Kirkland, Washington. However, I want you to know that I work with clients from around the globe, either in person or by phone, or even via Skype. To learn more about me and the work that I do, please feel free to visit my website at intuitivetransformations.net. That's intuitivetransformations.net. Well, today is Thursday, November 17th, 2016, and here we are just over a full week after the U.S. presidential election, and there has been a lot of speculation going on about what the new administration will be about and what the world will look like as a result of this new administration. And these are conversations not just happening in the United States, but really around the globe, because, as you know, the United States has its fingers in just about every pie that there is out there on the planet. And to be perfectly honest, you know, let's step back a little bit, because no one really knows what's going to happen as we move forward together into the future as one human race. And so much of what is being discussed and shared in social and mainstream media is actually deeply seated within the vibration of fear and limitation. And as I've said before and shared on previous shows, fear contracts your energy, it disempowers you, and it will literally wipe you out emotionally if you allow it to linger in your life. So I want to invite you all to do something that I just recently started doing. So when I see something that can pull me into that, what could possibly be going wrong in the world today, I close my eyes and I literally just envision Mother Earth being wrapped in a beautiful, pure white light of unconditional love. And I then ask Mother, Father, God to release love-based solutions to all of humanity so that we can solve some of the challenges that we're facing today. So I believe in my heart, and really I feel like I got this from guidance, that when we make this simple little adjustment within our consciousness, that we will begin to see a great change happening on the planet. We're already in the awakening process. The light is already here, which has been exposing all of the lower vibrational, previously hidden shadow aspects within the consciousness of all of humankind. So we just need more light, because that light will also has not just an illuminating quality, it has a transmuting quality as well. So we can transmute these lower vibrational thoughts of fear that we're holding on within us. So I just want to invite you to join me in doing some collective energy healing for all of humanity. Whenever you feel tugged by that energy of fear and doom and hopelessness and the world's falling apart, the sky is falling, you know, instead of stepping into that Chicken Little, fearful, small, egoic mindset, stand in your power and know that we are the ones that create our own reality. You have the power within you to effect and create some magnificent shifts and changes. And there may be even times as you practice this on a regular basis of just seeing the entire planet and all of humanity enveloped in a beautiful, pure white light of unconditional love, and asking Mother, Father, God to release love-based solutions for our challenges, there may be times that you will feel inspired to take action. And I just want to say that make sure that you qualify that action that you take, that it is always spirit-led, inspired action and not ego-based reaction. Because sometimes fear will put us into that fight or flight mode where we go into fight and we want to react from a very guttural place, and we really want to come from a higher space of consciousness. We want all of our actions to be spirit-led, because when we allow that, that is when amazing things begin to happen in our life. So today I have a fantastic show for you that I believe you will find incredibly helpful. Today I have Dimitri Moraitis joining us to talk about how you can use light energy to change your aura in order to change your life. Dimitri has co-authored the book Change Your Aura, Change Your Life, a step-by-step guide to unfolding your spiritual power with Barbara Y. Martin. Dimitri Moraitis is an accomplished metaphysical teacher and healer. He is also the co-author of Communing with the Divine, Karma and Reincarnation, The Healing Power of Your Aura, and the book I have already referenced, Change Your Aura, Change Your Life, which was originally published in 2003 and just recently revised and published this year by Tarsha Peregrine. Dimitri originally trained in film and TV. He redirected his life's work early to pursue the path of metaphysics. Having worked with Barbara Y. Martin and metaphysics for 30 years, Dimitri has been instrumental in organizing the teaching material and bringing Spiritual Arts Institute to the place it is today. Dimitri is an eloquent speaker on a wide variety of spiritual topics, so we're really going to have a great show. And he's lectured across the country, appeared on numerous radio shows, and also teaches workshops and classes offered at the Institute along with Barbara. And we are so fortunate to have him here today to share from his vast wisdom and how we can change our aura so that our life changes as well. Dimitri Moraitis, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a delight to be here.
It's such a delight to have you here. I know we had a little bit of a technical glitch in the beginning, and these are the kind of things that have been kind of popping up lately for me this week. So I'm hoping that we can shift my R so that things move a little smoother.
It was momentary, thank God.
It was totally momentarily. You know, and everything is in perfect and divine order, always, always. So I know we have about a minute before we go into the break. So if we don't get to answer this question fully, that's fine. But if you could start the conversation, Dimitri, because you have worked with the laws of metaphysics for 30 years, you've worked very closely with Barbara Y. Martin for the same length of time, you know, for those of who are listening, when we come back after the break, I'd love for you to first talk about Barbara, because yes, there's some people that are on the show who are listeners who may not have heard about her, and how the two of you came together to create the Spiritual Arts Institute, and really what the purpose is of the Spiritual Arts Institute. And it looks like we might even have time, because I don't hear the break music playing yet.
The chime coming in yet. Well, yeah. I'm glad you asked that, because she is one of the pioneers in metaphysics. She was one of the first people to get on a lecture platform and talk about the aura in depth, even before Kirlian photography made it popular, and is one of the few that actually sees the aura with such depth. You know, many of us have had experiences of seeing light and maybe even, you know, parts of the aura. But to realize that the aura is as intricate or more so than your physical body, it has an anatomy, has a very organized structure, that's a whole different scenario. And, I'll start if we have to take a break. So Barbara was basically born There we go.
And there we are. Okay, let's hold that thought, Dimitri, and when we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about Barbara, and then we're going to talk about how we can change our aura to change our life. We'll be back in just a few moments, everyone. Please stay tuned, because this is going to be an awesome show.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I was sensitive to lights and sounds, so I built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. Sometimes, I do the same things over and over, until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And we are back with Dimitri Moraitis. And Dimitri, before we went to the break, you were just about to talk a little bit about Barbara. So please continue.
Yes, yes. Well, I was going to say that she was actually born basically clairvoyant. She saw the aura at age 3, but she didn't know what it was. She just knew that she was attracted to people with, shall we say, beautiful colors around them, and not so attracted to people that had, unfortunately, sometimes not so great colors. I just want to tell one real interesting story. She was only 4 years old. Her father was a Greek priest and used to build churches. So the diocese would send him to a city. The family would move there. They'd do the fundraising. They'd get the money. They'd physically build the church. And he did this in many parts of the country very successfully. Well, they were at one point inaugurating a cathedral, I guess that he was involved in. Mm-hmm. And the whole family was there. And the archbishop, which is, you know, the big honcho, was there with bishops and the priests and everything. And little four-year-old Barbara is watching the aura of the archbishop. And to her surprise, instead of seeing these beautiful, radiant colors, she actually saw these dark, grotesque energies. And this was the archbishop.
Wow.
Around the aura of the bishops that were next to him were these beautiful pearl luster, but she couldn't figure out why this menacing energy was around the archbishop. So in her four-year-old mind, when at the end you're supposed to, you know, to kiss the hand, in this case of the archbishop, when it was her turn to get up, she sort of screamed out, "Oh, no, I'm not kissing his hand. He's a monster. He eats children." And it was, of course, one of many spankings that she started to get. People didn't understand what she was talking about, you know. And this kept happening for a while. She was just spontaneously, one time they were waiting for an aunt to come at a big gathering, and little Barbara just blurted out, "No, she's not coming. She died in a train accident." And the mother was horrified. "How could you say such a thing?" And, of course, another spanking. But then they got the telegram. The aunt died in a train crash. And so after a while, she learned to keep quiet because she realized others were not experiencing what she was experiencing. She thought this was sort of normal. Well, for her, it was normal. At 11, she was in the theater, an acting theater company. And the woman that taught it, very famous in the Midwest at the time, Dorothy Lamas, called her in on a Saturday privately, and she thought, "Oh my gosh, she doesn't like my acting. She's going to drop me from the troupe." But Dorothy started asking her, like, "Well, how do you see things?" And she said, "I see like everybody else." "No, no, no, how do you see things?" And then she realized, oh, she's talking about that. And then Dorothy just basically straight out said, "You can see the aura, can't you?" And Barbara's jaw dropped. "Is that what it's called?" She didn't even have a name for it. And Dorothy said, "I can see it too. I'm a hermetic scientist, and my mother and grandmother are both hermetic scientists, and I'd like to teach you about your gifts." So they met privately every week for like a year on a Saturday, And Dorothy had these ancient handwritten hermetic science books, which unfortunately you can't buy in a bookstore, and taught her about the aura. And one of the most key things she got out of that was how to interpret the aura. So she understood the color, what the colors meant. Oh, I see. Lemon yellow means a good intellect, good powers of concentration. So suddenly she had the interpretive skills. And then a whole new phase of understanding opened up. And that key we put in the book, Change Your Aura, so that you don't have to necessarily see the energies to know, okay, if I was in love today, I'm going to have that pink energy. If I was angry, I'm going to have that vitiated red. You can understand it by your behavior, what's going on in your auric field. And years later, she started to learn how to change the aura through meditation. And then later, she met another mystic in Los Angeles who could also see the aura profoundly. And this woman trained her to become a teacher. She said, you're going to teach this. And again, Barbara said, come on, who's in? This is like, you know, a long time ago before it was on. Who's going to be interested in this stuff? And when she got her first call to lecture, you know, paid lecture on the aura, again, she said, I dropped the phone. I didn't believe someone really wanted that. And it started that ball rolling. Now, years later, I had my awakening. I was in film and television, as you were saying there. And I was having what I was, again, I wasn't metaphysically minded at all. At that point, I was artistically minded, and I was having what I was calling my inspirational moments. Just, I guess you would call these slightly altered states, these heightened levels. And I just thought, oh, I'm inspired right now. And it got so strong at one point, I realized, no, something else is going on here. And that led to my, you know, well, that was my spiritual awakening. And then when I put a name, metaphysics, on it, I couldn't get enough of it. I realized that's what I've really been looking for. And then about a year later, I met Barbara at a dinner party. And she did a meditation with the light. And I even remember it was the emerald green, the balance. I'll never forget that night. And it's like this ancient door opened up. It seemed very familiar. And then when I started to talk to her, I had all these questions in my mind because, again, I hadn't put all these pieces together yet. And the clarity of her answers, and even more so, I started to realize, oh, my gosh, she's speaking from her own experience. This is not something she learned. This is something she actually goes through. And then I said, okay, she's the one I got to study with. So I became her student. And it wasn't long into it that we realized we both loved to write. And eventually that led to starting the Change Your Aura, Change Your Life. And I was very happy being a student and writer. I didn't think about teaching at that. But then when we realized we had to organize the teachings, because she was doing a lot of inspirational work at that point, and the lessons would just sort of come through, so she had literally encyclopedias of notes, then we organized what was going to become Spiritual Arts Institute. So it was a home for all these fantastic teachings. We're writing 7 books. We've written 4 of them right now on metaphysics. Then now we open it up to the teaching. And at first it was local in L.A. where we both lived. But then we did open up the online ones, and now it's all around the world. And just now this year we opened up a center in Encinitas, so we're going yet through another growth phase to really, really reach these lessons. Last night we just finished our foundation class, and it was, I have to say, touching to hear how people's lives were changed in 7 weeks. And some were going through death of family members or things. I mean, this was serious stuff they were going through, and they said, I can't believe how fast some of these things have happened when I really started working, you know, methodically with the light. So we want to get the word out. That's what it's about. Yeah.
This is so beautiful because I love the story of Barbara and how everything just came together so beautifully, and how she was so lovingly guided after, you know, beyond her childhood, you know, to really understand who and what she was and what she was here to do, and how the two of you connected. And then, you know, the expansion of this work is so critically important, especially right now, because we're going through so many changes.
Exactly.
As one race, as humanity, all of Mother Earth is going through major changes. So this is so poignant, so powerful, and so right on in a timely way to reissue this book in its newly revised form, because I don't know that I would have found it
Well, that's what we realized. You know, at times, even though it is a bestseller, it was out for a while. So we realized we did need to re-energize it. And there were new things we wanted to add, too, because obviously after years of teaching it, you know, you discover things. And I think we also just made it easier to access it, you know, now with more stuff. So, yeah, I'm really glad you said that. And you know, it's a fundamental, you started your show with about the light in the world. You know, we are going through a planetary growth period. It's not happening in one place. It's happening all over, and people are just starting to wake up, and they're looking for real answers. And you know, the inspiration has told us that there's never been a better time to grow spiritually than right now.
Oh, absolutely.
There's more opportunities than today. It wasn't that long ago, you and I, if we were going to have a conversation like this, we'd have to be in a mystery school or an ashram. It was not something you just chit-chatted around talking about.
You know, and it's so interesting because now I have gone to meetings and people will start talking about manifesting. People you wouldn't, in corporate America, people you would not expect. I went to a meetup the other day and there was someone who was formerly an executive leadership coach, and now she's talking about the soul code and she's teaching that. And it's just really interesting how people are waking up who you would not think would be people that would wake up. And it's because we are ready, it's time, and these tools that you provide, you and Barbara have provided here in this book, are great bridges to help us get from where we are today to where we want to be, because we do have the power within us to create our own reality. So I know we only have a few minutes before the break, but very, very quickly, can you, in a nutshell, just let people know what metaphysics is? Because I think that that is a term, it's been around a lot. People in the spiritual community may have a good handle on it, but there might even be some confusion within the spiritual community. So just very cleanly, a brief little nutshell of what metaphysics is, and then we'll start talking about how we can change our aura to change our life.
Right, right. Well, that is not, I don't know if it is a quick, you're right. Well, its literal interpretation means beyond the physical, meta, beyond physical. So you're dealing with things that are outside the physical scope of our understanding. But to realize that those spiritual metaphysical principles are, in a sense, actually part of the physical. You know, we tend to divide the physical and the spiritual, but they're really part of the whole of life. So what we have to realize right now, this whole world, all the physical aspects are created. They're a manifestation from an inner spiritual impulse. Mm-hmm. And there's a part of us that's part of that inner spiritual impulse. So that's the creator part. The physical is the created part. So the physical is constantly drawing from the creator part, from the source. But as we get... And that's why when we get selfish, we get physical. We want to grab. We want to take. When we get more into the inner spirit part of us, we want to give. That's the nature of the spirit, to give. So the whole idea is, through metaphysics, get reaffirmed in a more conscious way. You're doing it with religion. You're doing it with other practices. But metaphysics is saying, you know, get even more consciously involved in the actual steps, the processes by which these inner spiritual support systems are affecting the physical. And that's why you go through meditation and working with divine light and other things. You're cooperating with a spiritual process that's already going on.
Yeah. These are spiritual laws. They're universal laws. In a moment, we'll be right back after the break, and we're going to talk about really what's in this book, how you can change your aura and change your life. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your 3-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And we are back with Dimitri Moraitis talking about the book that he co-authored with Barbara Weinmartin, Change Your Aura, Change Your Life, A Step-by-Step Guide to Unfolding Your Spiritual Power. And I have to tell you, it's my new favorite book to add to my spiritual toolkit, because the exercises and the meditations in here are so practical. It's an easy-to-follow guidebook, and the principles are based on metaphysical teachings, which are very ancient, old teachings that have been around for centuries. So let's talk about your book, Dimitri. Let's talk about what is the aura? Most people listening to my show know what it is, but very briefly in a nutshell, what is the aura? And how can we use the tools in your book to change it so that our life becomes better?
Right. The aura is an energetic blueprint of the soul. It is a vibratory essence that surrounds all living things. So everything, in a sense, has some type of consciousness, some type of awareness, and there is an aura connected to that. Now, another definition we give is the aura is the individual expression of the universal life force. So in other words, the energy that comprises our aura is actually, it is a part of us, but its source is from the divine. So in a sense, it's flowing through us rather than from us. For example, let's say I'm very creative. I'm an artist, and I'm deep in the throes of my artistry and my creative process. I am going to be attracting universal life energies that will assist me in that process because of what I'm doing. It'll be the inspirational flows, the creative flows, all those energies will be, and that will show up in my aura. Now, if I'm a scientist, I might be drawing on different universal life energies because my activities, my thinking, everything, it's on a different hue to correspond to what I'm doing. So that's why there are foundational things that are similar with all of us in the aura, but in terms of the details, no two auras are exactly alike because we're not using the life force in exactly the same way. Now, when we were writing the book, we thought, okay, of course, this is an aura book. But we, like you said, we wanted to be practical, not just informative. It's fascinating just to learn about the different shapes of the aura, the colors. But the point is, okay, well, what do I do with this knowledge? So we quickly realized it's actually not an aura book. It's a meditation book. It's a book on how to work with divine light to change your aura and thereby change your life. So the reason we do say change your aura, change your life, is that everything you want to manifest in this world, everything you're thinking right now is radiating an energy. Everything you're feeling, your health, your intelligence, your creativity, your talents, your spirituality, all of that is showing up in the aura, even career, even how you're dealing with relationships with other people. It's all there because all of it has an energetic foundation. To do anything in life, you need energy, and that energy generates first in the aura. So if there's something you're trying to build, more prosperity, a career, whatever, the first place you build it is inside. and you're building up that power, and then eventually, by divine law, that energy will show up. For example, when I first met Barbara, I was still in the film world, and that's a little bit of feast and famine. You're either working crazily busy or not at all, depending if the production's on. And I was in a quiet period. And one day she was looking at me, and she was looking at my heart chakra, which we call the Hermetic Center. And that has to do with your outer world expression. Your career, your finances, your relationships all makes an energetic connection right there. And she saw the beautiful turquoise ray, which is the energy of prosperity. Yes, there is an energy of prosperity in the aura, and it looks like a beautiful turquoise light. Now, nothing was going on at that moment, but 2 weeks later, I did get one of the best offers I'd gotten up to that point, financially, in the film biz. So, in other words, the energy was brewing, even though it hadn't maybe at that exact moment manifested itself. So we tell people if it's in your aura, it will show up in your life. And if it's not in your aura, you just have to take the time to generate it. Now, there's two ways we change our aura. One way we've been doing from the beginning of time, and that is with every good word, thought, act, and deed. Every positive thing you are doing is adding to the auric power. Even if you're not getting patted on the back, even if you're not getting a gold star for it, it's building. So when you're working, let's say, to build a career, it's not just the physical things you're doing. You're building the energy of your career, the power to make it manifest. Barbara's brother, her older brother, was a fantastic opera singer, born with a tremendous amount of talent. But she was watching his aura as he was training, you know, building a skill, and she could see how the energy was getting brighter and brighter and brighter. Finally, she said, "Wow, I think he's ready to start his career," and that's what happened. It wasn't just the training of the, it was the power behind it. So that's why it's so important to take the time. Now, the second way we change the aura is through meditation. So what you can do, so let's say I'm lacking in prosperity right now, or you know, maybe it's financial. And maybe I'm worried. I have what we call the poverty consciousness. I'm always thinking how much I don't have. So in my aura, there could be a gray energy of worry. And that, like you said before, that's like a fear energy. That's a paralyzing effect. It's having the opposite effect of helping to manifest my you know, the wealth that I need. So in meditation, okay, I know now that the actual energy of prosperity is turquoise. So I can make a divine request that I receive the turquoise light into my aura. It's literally like an infusion of that wealth consciousness. And then as long as I go out and express it, it will help to manifest that wealth. Meaning, you don't want to go back and be worried again. You're going to say, no, we're going to make this happen. I'm going to find that money. We actually had this happen again in the class last night. This lady said, I thought this was impossible. She was in a particular job, and she was looking to manifest some business resources, and she didn't even think they were possible, and it happened. You know, she was able to turn it over faster than she realized, and she realized I was my own block, and that by working with the light, she brought the consciousness to turn it around. Why is it certain people can walk into a town penniless in a relatively short period of time, amass money, because they have the awareness of how to do it? Another thing that a lot of people could use is confidence. A lot of people are not as confident as they should. Maybe I need to ask for that raise. Maybe I want to start this project, but I keep thinking I'll be a failure at it. Those are all stumbling blocks. Lack of confidence, which means in the aura, you're probably lacking in gold. Gold is a very dynamic energy. It's a go-getter energy. And so I would work with the golden ray to get that dynamic power moving. I still have to go out and ask for that raise, but I might surprise myself that it wasn't as difficult as I thought because I had this sort of secret buddy, you know, the light, to help build the energy in my aura. And we do recommend daily meditation because, of course, we're not going to be always successful. Let's say I bring in that gold light and I go to the office and the boss starts yelling, okay, I'm not going to ask today. I do chicken out a little bit, or maybe it's not quite the right time. Well, I meditate again. Again, the golden. You keep building the momentum, and then you will find the courage to go and do what you know you need to do. We teach that even 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day of focused meditation is far better than, let's say, a two-hour chant on a mountaintop on the weekend. It's great to have some extended time, but the regularity, like brushing your teeth, is far more important because it builds the momentum, and that's what you need. You need that spiritual momentum.
It's like spiritual hygiene.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We take a bath, hopefully, every day, a shower, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Why don't we focus more on what is really driving our life and the outcome in our life and creating our reality, which is the inside. And
we're just not taught that way.
No, we're not. We're really not. And I also liked how you talked a little bit about how that gentleman had that energy in his aura, and a few weeks later it came into manifested form. It really is first the spiritual, then the physical. Mm-hmm. And there's a transition time. But you know what I've been finding, and I don't know if you and Barbara have found this to be true, it seems like time is really collapsing and manifestation is happening faster.
Well, there's no question it's an accelerated time period now, because there's more energy coming to the earth than ever before. So we're definitely, shall we say, in a building period. You know, this period, there's growth spurts and then kind of leveling off and assimilation, growth spurts. We're definitely in a growth spurt, and that's going to continue. So Barbara's actually said, we're just at the clarion call of the spiritual renaissance. This is just the beginning, you know.
Wow.
So we're just kind of getting everything, getting our ducks lined up for what's coming up. So it's, you know, we just have to be true to ourselves. You know,
be authentic.
Others may or may not be in alignment with what we're doing, but it doesn't matter. You're supposed to follow. If you had the spiritual awakening, which I'm sure people are listening to the show, they've had, then that wasn't accidental. That was God calling on you. And that means you should heed the spiritual call and follow it to the best of your ability. You don't know how long it took you to get to this point, how many lifetimes it may have been. You know, there's a lot of things that come together to make something like this happen. And once it happens, the idea is it's supposed to set, you know, a new dimension of your life to unfold. So the most important thing is follow through on it. Don't, there are some people that have the awakening, but it scares them, or they don't want their life to change. So they don't follow through. The door is being knocked, but they don't answer. And that's a shame, because it's an opportunity missed.
Yeah.
So we would just,
and it's a beautiful opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. And I think a lot of that comes from the fear of being different, the fear of being judged by others. And, you know, I tell you, your authentic truth is your most incredible treasure. It is priceless, and it's worth enduring a little bit of someone's judging perceptions to step into
understand.
Your power.
Forgive them for they know not what they don't understand. It's like Jensen Livingston Seagull. We've got to sometimes break away from the crowd. And what did Shakespeare say? To thine own self be true, and you cannot be
Absolutely.
False to anyone.
You know? Absolutely. And one of the things I really like is how many different things are specifically, offered, how many solutions are specifically offered in your book that address so many of the challenges that people have on a regular basis, like finding romantic love, you know, like you've already mentioned, poverty consciousness, wealth consciousness, which is what we want to reach for, resolving relationships that are very combative and conflictive.
Right.
You know, how to step out of depression, how to step out of fear. So maybe when we return after the break, you can talk to us a little bit about what people can do today that will help them step out of any fear they have of the unknown of our future. We'll be back in just a moment. Please stay tuned.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Thank you, everyone, for listening and staying tuned, because the information that is being shared today by Dimitri Moraitis is incredibly valuable. I think we've definitely stepped out of the shroud of this is woo-woo to understanding that the tools we've been using in our lives so far, they're not working. So these are ancient practices, ancient teachings. These are old wisdom tools that have been used for centuries and have helped to transform and heal people's lives. So before we went to the break, I said I would love for you to share, Dimitri, about what people can do today that will allow them to step out of their fear. But before you go there, can you please share with everyone how they can find you, how they can get your book, and how they can find out about your classes?
Sure. Thank you. Well, we do have a website, spiritualarts.org. Our nonprofit organization is Spiritual Arts Institute. And we have a local center in Encinitas, California, which is kind of in the San Diego area. But we have state-of-the-art video conferencing systems, so we really teach all over the world. And people are joining from Canada, from Japan, from China, from Dubai, Europe, you know, all over to get the training. Now, we have workshops where you can come for a day online or in person. We have a real interesting one coming up even this week on children and meditation, because we were talking about just a little while ago how you've got to get, we were not trained this way. Well, if children were better trained, then they would be more equipped from a young age, so it's important to start to introduce if the child shows interest in these principles. And we have a lot of December events, and our core thing is our training. So metaphysics is like learning a language. It is like learning to play the piano. You have to practice it. You know, a weekend is great. It gets you inspired, but if you want to be good at something, you have to stick with it. So we have these 7 spiritual arts training classes right now that helps you to be a skilled metaphysician, to take these meditative tools and apply them to anything from, like you said, relationships, career, finances, dealing with karmic situation, healing, understanding how to work with a hierarchy. We're working right now on our new book, Your Spiritual Ascent, which is about Barbara's experiences in the inner worlds, the inner planes, the other side, and how those worlds are actually helping us right now. So it gives the big picture of metaphysics. Why are we even studying this? What is it leading to? Where is the spiritual path taking you to? And we found a wonderful illustrator who's worked with another well-known mystic, Flora Newhouse, to actually try to draw some of these interplane places to get an idea that, you know, we're part of an absolutely fantastic spiritual pilgrimage that extends beyond even the physical realm. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can call, of course, we have a 1-800-650-AURA 2872, and the book Changer or Change Your Life is in bookstores everywhere right now. So definitely would recommend you trying one of those things and just seeing what fits you.
Love it. So what can you, I can't believe the time is almost gone. This has gone so fast. Time always flies when you're having fun is what they say. So, is there anything that you can share with people today that will allow them to step out of their fear? Because fear is insidious and it's infectious and it can be very consuming. And I know there's a lot of empaths out there that are really feeling overwhelmed because they're absorbing so much of it that isn't even theirs to absorb. So what can people do today that will allow them to step out of this collective fearful vibration that seems to be
Oh, you're talking about what's happened recently? You mean you're talking about individually or collectively?
I think collectively. I think individually, what can people do today? Because I think really what drives fear more than anything is not knowing the outcome. It's that fear of the unknown that really drives us batty, versus genuine fear with someone having a gun at your head, you know? So
right.
What can people do to step out of that level of fear?
Well,
using
first
their
of all, I
aura,
recognize,
bringing in...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said it at the beginning of the program, you know, fear is a debilitating effect on the aura. It's a gray energy in the aura. It basically has a paralyzing effect. So it is not, you know, we have to be aware and alert, and like you said, if someone has a gun to your head, actually it's not even as much as fear, it's how do I handle the situation. You know, it was said that there's some statistic that shows that soldiers that go into battle with a sense of fear of the outcome tend to be the ones that don't survive as much as the ones that feel they'll make it through. So we have to realize this is not productive, that's number one, and it's not part of God. God has no fear. There's no fear connected to the divine.
That's true.
Is something we create ourselves. And whether it's a collective thing, fear of where the world will go, fear of where I will go, this is self-created. And it also shows the basic missing principle, a lack of faith. When you're afraid of something, you're saying, God, this is a problem too big even for you. Because we're seeing it kind of like, you know, when it's right in front of us, we lose perspective that this is something that can be handled. So first of all, you need to work with the gold of confidence that even if I walk through the darkest fire, God is with me. What am I afraid of? There's nothing on this earth that we have to be afraid of when we walk with the divine. Nothing. It's a temporary visit here. We're in school right now. We're here to learn the lessons of life we need to learn. Now, being empathic means you're allowing too much of the energies in. That's not, remember, no energy can enter your aura unless you're permitting it. So we recommend strong protective tools, the golden line around the aura, and reinforcing that. You know, I could be living in Fort Knox, but if I open the front door, people are going to come in. So I have to make a choice. What kind of energies do I want to entertain, and what do I do not? Now, we got to... very strong lesson in faith, this you brought about the elections and all of that, to realize that just like my life is in God's hands, your life is in God's hands, humanity is in God's hands.
Absolutely.
Society is in God's hands. This country is in God's hands. Nothing can happen unless it's permitted by the divine. When Jesus was on trial before Pilate for his life, he wasn't defending himself. And Pilate at one point turned to him and said, don't you realize I have the power to crucify you or to save you? He was trying to get, you know, Jesus to defend himself. And Jesus just simply said, you have nothing. Any power you have comes from God. And at that point, Pilate was trying to free him because he knew he was completely innocent of anything. So we have to realize that there's always the divine in the process. And even when the outcome of something becomes unexpected, what we're seeing now is a lot of collective fear, but not the divine wisdom. So we need to go always back to divine wisdom. And when you're there, there is confidence, there's self-assurance, no matter what the situation is. So that's one of the key things we teach in our meditations is you go up to what we call the higher self point. There's a beautiful chakra point about 2 feet above your head. That is your higher self point. That is in a pure divine state of consciousness, no matter if I'm having my worst day in my lower self. And what we're supposed to do is go up there just for the joy of being there. And there are no problems up there. There are no issues like there are down here. And that's where we can receive the light, the clarity, the insight. We compare it a little bit like in the Bible with Moses. When he went to have his experience with God, he had a few problems on his hand. What are we going to do with the Israelites? What are we going to do with the Egyptians? And what was the first thing the divine said to him? Take your shoes off. The ground on which you stand is holy. Shoes means earth understanding. They were trying to tell him, get away out of the problem because you won't find the solution in the problem. Let go of the problem so then and join us in divine communion and there will be your solution. So I would say for anybody afraid now, you need to call on your faith in the divine. You need to bring in that courage and strength and know that there's a bigger plan. And yes, specifically, if you see that something could be done better, then stand up and do something about it. Don't whine. I mean, almost half the country didn't vote. People died in generations past, so we would have this privilege. And we're not even exercising it. So we have to get stronger here. This is a wake-up call. It's like, all right, let's get real now. This is real. You know, Benjamin Franklin, when they did the Declaration, when they asked him what we created, said, we created a republic if we can keep it. This is something we have to maintain. It's not automatic. And we have to fight for it if it's ever being challenged in any way. So I would say just it's time to roll up our sleeves and get strong, buckle down, you know, and we'll be fine. We had so many people ask about this, and Barbara's inspiration was it's going to be okay. You know, we have to, it's not going to, we're painting a lot of doomsday scenarios, and that's not necessarily what's going to happen right now. But there's obviously changes, and we're going to have to navigate through those changes. But we will. Humanity's been through a lot, and we'll ultimately, will lead to a growth. We're heading towards a global community, but there is a lot of fear right now. Some people are not feeling ready for those changes. We have people that have had the call to wake up, but remember, there's many that have not. So we've got to be patient and help those, because all humanity has to march in the same breed, not just some. It's not one side or the other. We have to work together. It shouldn't be a debate. It should be a dialogue so that we work together. And it will. It will. These things will work itself out, no question about it.
Wow, that was so beautifully stated. Thank you so much for sharing that.
No, it's important. I think,
I agree. I totally agree. And I just want to remind everyone, too, that if you're challenged, reach for that golden light and just wrap yourself in a bubble of it to help strengthen and build your confidence. And really, it's about building your confidence and being able to trust your own inner guidance, which is always divine, because the kingdom of heaven is within you. And that's
right.
Where your resources lie. And I love also how you, earlier in the show you talked about with the aura, the source is not us. The source comes from the ultimate source.
Great.
Right? And
we're
flows
part
through
of, exactly.
us.
Exactly. And I will say this.
All a part of. Go ahead.
No, I just want to conclude there, because I know our time is. Remember, we're all a spark of life. We all have the spark of life within us. That's our soul. And that is divine and precious. And the Holy Ones have taught, and they're not saying this to make us feel good. They're saying it as a statement of fact. If one soul were missing, creation would not be complete. So you're an indispensable part of the process of life.
That's right. You're all an indispensable part of the life. Dimitri, thank you so very much. Our time is done. Everyone, please go out and get this book, Change Your Aura, Change Your Life. A step-by-step guide to unfolding your spiritual power. I have my copy, and trust me, I will be using this. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Please have a wonderful, wonderful week, and know that I so appreciate, value, and love you. Goodbye for now. Until next week.